Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the fifth week of Lent, and from South Africa we hear from Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emma Patewin Priory. His preaching today is entitled, A Blessing in Disguise.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him. And the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing. Nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish?" He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another, as they were in the temple area, "What do you think? That he will not come to the feast?" The Gospel of the Lord. It was a blessing in disguise. I have heard many people say this statement. However, this same statement can only be made by someone who has the capacity to look at things in retrospect. Oftentimes, when events are unfolding before us, we get so carried away. We worry. More especially if those particular events are seen to be negative or evil in our eyes. The fears of the chief priests and the Pharisees in today's gospel were genuine. The Roman authorities were capable of taking over the temple, taking over the city and the entire land. And this action was going to bring about confusion, since the temple was the center of governance and also the center of worship. Hence, the chief priest came up with the solution to hand over Jesus to be killed. When we look at the unfolding of these events in retrospect, we indeed come to realize that it was better that Jesus die as a sacrifice for sin than for humanity to perish. There are many things that are taking place in our world, and sometimes we do not know what to make of it. Some people are going through job losses, some are experiencing sicknesses, family loss, social problems, political problems. And as a human race, we are also experiencing natural disasters and many other issues that we are going through issues of race and racism. Yes, we do not know what is in God's mind as we experience all these events. But we can always look back. If we look at our problems in retrospect, we can always say, maybe what we are experiencing or what we were experiencing was a blessing in disguise. Yes, as we experience these troubles, we are often led to the classic question, why does God allow evil? God, in God's goodness and God's wisdom, can draw good out of evil. And I hope and pray that as we are experiencing these troubles that we are going through, one day we will be able to look back and say, it was all a blessing in disguise. Amen.